With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. Louisiana has a more than $103 million deficit to close in its $25 million budget because of the continuing fall in oil prices. Next year's budget shortfall now reaches $1.6 billion. The state's budget troubles deepened Monday with the adjustments of the state income forecasting panel called the Revenue Estimating Conference. The four-member conference dropped income expectations to account for the steep drop in oil prices. Governor Bobby Jindal's chief budget advisor, Commissioner of Administration Christy Nichols, says she expects to ask lawmakers to approve a proposal to close the mid-year deficit in about 2 weeks. It's the second mid-year deficit for the budget year that ends June 30th. A $170 million gap was largely closed with patchwork financing. But Nichols says this second deficit will involve mostly cuts. The trial for a man accused of tying up and abandoning a baby pit bull in October of 2013 is underway in Caddo Parish District Court. There are plenty of angry citizens expected to be in attendance during the hearings. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern reports on the case.
According to authorities, when he was 4 months old, the puppy, now known as Braveheart, was found chained inside a storage unit and was barely alive. 32-year-old Gabriel Lee is charged with cruelty to an animal. Braveheart's owner, Bo Spataro, says the suspect has shown no remorse.
I would like to see whatever the maximum sentence that's allowed.
The Caddo Sheriff's Office says no demonstrations for Braveheart are allowed in or around the courthouse, but Spataro says nothing like that is planned.
We ask anybody that showed up to be a quiet, silent voice for him in court.
Michelle Southern reporting.
A vehicle registered to Mayor Mitch Landrieu was stolen and tracked down by an off-duty Jefferson Parish Sheriff's deputy. WVUE-TV reports the deputy was traveling in his patrol unit, which is equipped with a LoJack vehicle tracking system, when he received a stolen vehicle alert. Colonel John Fortunato says the deputy was alerted around 6:30 Saturday night and contacted the National Crime Information Center, discovering that the black four-door Jeep was registered to Landrieu. The vehicle was reported missing around noon that day. The deputy notified New Orleans police and followed the stolen vehicle signal to near the intersection of General Taylor and Constance. The car was found unoccupied. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day with a high in the mid-60s and clear skies this evening, the low tonight in the upper 30s. Sunshine continues in the forecast tomorrow with a high once again in the mid-60s. Currently, mostly fair skies and 46 degrees. This is KEDM News.